Some time ago, I reviewed the Tuya Single Relay Module, Avato WSM16W1 Wi-Fi Relay, for PLN30. Today, it's time for a similar gadget, but with two relays. All this in a small housing measuring 39mm by 39mm by 19mm. The maximum load on one channel is only 150 watts. But it is still worth giving this product a chance and taking a look inside. We bought Avato WSM16W2 for PLN56, which is quite a lot, considering the fact that its single version cost only PLN30. Specification: in practice, we get a small box. There is even an importer's logo on the switch. Instruction: but I haven't discussed pairing with Tuya for a long time. Let's look inside. Interior of Avato WSM16W2. I recommend comparing the interior of this product with its single version. /BK7231N. Avato WSM16W1 Wi-Fi Relay Module for PLN30 firmware change. We remove the cover. PCB is practically the same. Even the date is correct. MKZ2001V1.0/2022/119. We take out the plate. You can see the first difference. Yes, there are two relays and they are very narrow. The relay model is HF49FD0051H11T. 5A250VAC. The rest is the same as in the case of the single version. Changing the Avato WSM16W2 load. The CBU module and its location are the same as in the single version. CBU BK7231N. Avato WSM16W1 Wi-Fi Relay Module for PLN30. Firmware change. The procedure is also the same, so I will not describe it here again. Photos. My flasher correctly detects configurations. Here is Tuya's JSON. Verbal description. OBK template. Summary. This is one of the smallest two-channel switches I have tested so far. I just don't know why it is so much more expensive than the single version. PLN30 compared to almost PLN60 is rather too much. In addition, I would like to remind you to turn on PowerSave 1 by entering this command into autoexec.bat in OBK, because without it, we will probably repair this switch after half a year. How to fix a smart device that is chirping, squeaking, and making strange sounds? Is it worth buying? Your decision. But if you have little space and need to control something, maybe this is not such a bad option. An additional advantage is the presence of a CBU module inside, which has slightly more pins, so you could also connect DHT11. But in this situation, you should be very careful because the power supply of this module does not isolate it from the network.